So this is your place? Pretty snazzy. Thanks for the date, by the way. It was great. Even if you were acting a little weird. Not to mention that weird squeaky noise we kept hearing wherever we went. Speaking of all that walking we did, it looks like you lost a bit of weight from it, haha. You're kinda like a balloon that's deflated a little bit. Wow, you're really blushing. Did you get all hot and flustered because I called you a balloon? Well, aren't you a weird one, huh? Wait, did you hear that squeaking sound again? Is that coming from you? It is coming from you! Whoa, hang on a second. The way that you were avoiding too much contact with me, backing away sharply if I poked you and avoiding sharp objects, not to mention how you've gotten smaller and you make a squeaking noise when you move too much. No way. It's like you're actually an inflated balloon. Take off your shirt. Oh my god. Your skin is so glossy and shiny. Ooh. It feels just like a balloon does too. How did you even do this? Can you get even bigger? Oh, so you use that air tank? Where does the hose go? Really? You put it in your ass? Oh well, I guess if it works, it works. So, come on. Show me you can get bigger. Holy shit, you actually do inflate like a balloon. This is insane! Aw, did you have to stop there? You could have gotten so much bigger. Although, you are looking pretty sexy like this. Let me get a better feel for you. You're so smooth and buff. I could run my fingers along you all day. Ha! You didn't think I was satisfied with the size you are now, did you? I want to see just how big you can get, balloon boy. Look at you, inflating just like a toy balloon. All that air rushing into you, making you swell and squeak. Oh, don't bother trying to reach for the valve, honey. You're way too big and tight to reach it. So whilst you're immobilized and I have complete control, I should probably let you know that I didn't take too kindly to you essentially semi-catfishing me by making yourself look bigger. Consequently, you're gonna have to make it up to me. If inflating you like this and being my balloon slave entertains me enough, I might just let the whole thing slide. Perhaps I might even contemplate going on another date with you. Maybe as my toy balloon boyfriend. I could inflate you and drag you around town with me. Just seeing the amazed looks on people's faces as they realized what you were would be priceless. I wonder if you'd turn into a big red balloon from all the embarrassment and humiliation. The feeling of control would be sublime. Oops, I guess I got a bit carried away in my fantasy. Good thing I came back to reality, though, because you are huge. Honestly, I don't know how you keep fitting more air inside of you. Although, your skin is really tight to the touch. I should be especially careful with my nails now, shouldn't I? However, even if I'm not careful, you don't look like you could take too much more air before you go pop. So I guess for now, let's turn this tank off. Strangely enough, despite you being completely round and smooth now with no muscles in sight, you're somewhat more attractive like this, I have to say. think I might be developing a little human balloon fetish. Well, I've decided. I'll let the catfishing thing slide. I just can't stop thinking about the fun I can have with an inflatable boyfriend. Unfortunately, I don't think you can stay like this all the time. You're using up way too much space. Not to mention, you can't even move. I could wait for you to deflate, but I'm not even sure how long that would take. Hours? Days even? So, instead, I'm gonna pop you myself. Oh, don't squirm like that. You should be grateful, being popped by such a sexy woman with ever so sharp nails. Tell you what, to make it more pleasurable for you, I'll drag my nails down your chest to your belly whilst counting down from 5. And when I get to 0, I'll dig one in to make you burst. Sound good, balloon boy? I thought so. Here we go then. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pop! Holy crap, that was loud. But so sexy. Just feeling your balloon-like skin slowly give way to the tip of my nail was amazing. I can't wait to do this again. Well, until next time, my handsome inflatable blimp. Mwah!